Blog Talk Radio.
This ain't no ordinary world. This ain't no ordinary song. The God of service is greater than the ordinary. So I'm going to give them all I have to this Lord. I'm going to say,
this ain't no ordinary
world.
Oh,
ain't no ordinary worship. This ain't no ordinary song. We are not no ordinary people. We don't serve an ordinary God. We serve a God that rules and super rules. We serve a God of our Father, God of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, a God of excellence, a God that's full of gifts. Hey, welcome to the Word at Noon. I am Lewis Beasley, Apostle of Jesus Christ, called by the will of God. To all the saints and faithful in Christ Jesus, we're truly happy to have each and every one of you all. We're going to have a word of prayer, and we'll get into the lesson today. Hallelujah. Father God, we come with thanksgiving in our hearts. Your word says in everything, give thanks. For this is the will of God concerning us in Christ Jesus. So we thank you, Father God, for your word, because it's in your word, Father God, that we learn who we are and whose we are. It is in your word, Father God, that we are able to declare and decree what your word says we are. I thank you for it. I thank you, Father God, for the opportunity to speak a word of God, speak one of your words to the public and to all those that were here and all those that be on the broadcast. I thank you, Father God, for the opportunity to decree and declare this word. Hallelujah. Then I thank you, Heavenly Father, for those that will receive this word and obey this word and then do this word. I thank you for it. I thank you, Father God, right now in the name of Jesus, that there are those that will ask him for prayer, and we're going to put ourselves in agreement with these people, Father God. They will adhere to your word and do your word and be a doer of the word. Now we ask all these blessings in Christ's name and for his sake. We do pray, and everybody agrees with this prayer, said amen. Hallelujah. Well, listen, brothers and sisters, we want to pick up where we left off on yesterday. But before we do that, let's make sure everybody understanding the topic, okay? And we're talking about maintaining a proper perspective. That's what we're talking about, okay? Maintaining this proper perspective. And understand what that is saying. We got to continue on to keep it up to date. And one of the ways we do that is through confession. Our perspective is what the Word of God says. That's our perspective, period. So if anybody want to know what you think about this, how you feel about this, hey, I don't feel nothing, I don't think nothing. Hey, whatever the Word of God say, that's what we do. I introduce to you Matthew 4:4 and Luke 4:4. That's what I'm serving to you today, so that you'll understand that, hey, we live by what the Word of God say. That's our perspective. Whatever the Word of God say is what we believe by. And with that being said, yesterday we left off on Hebrews 4. And we're going to get into some things today. And I pray that you have your listening ears on, because you can have a right and wrong confession, okay? And we want to kind of touch on that a little bit today. We want to touch on some things today, because if you believe it, then you'll speak it. And that's very important, okay? We're going to ask Pastor Bale if she'll read Hebrews 4. Let's see, I think we were in Hebrews 4. I want to say verses 14. That's where we were at. Trying to find my page here. But we really want to pick up where we left off on yesterday. I know we was in Revelation 12 and 11, That's one of our foundational scripture. And the other foundational scripture, I want to say we made it Hebrews 4 and 14. So let's go to Hebrews 4 and 14, and then we can get into the lesson. That's Pastor Bill, it should be so kind to read that.
Good afternoon, everyone. Hebrews 4 and verse 14. Seeing then that we have a great high priest that is passed into the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our profession. Amen.
Amen.
And to read
and, Go ahead.
Oh, okay, Pastor. Reading it from the New Translations, it says, so then, since we have a great high priest who has entered heaven, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold firmly to what we believe. Amen.
And what you believe is what comes out of your mouth. So few Christians have recognized the place that confession holds in the scheme of things. So whenever the word confession is used, we, for some reason or another, instantaneously think of confessing sin. And that's not always true, brothers and sisters. There is a right and wrong confession. Weakness or failure? That is the negative side of this question we ask today. So Christianity is called the Great Confession. Confession is affirming something that we believe. It is testifying of something that we know. It is witnessing for a truth that we have embraced. So confession holds a very large place in Christianity. If you believe it or not, it's true. Jesus planned that this is the great life and love to be given to the world through testimony. That is, through the confession of our lips. So stay with me for a moment. That is the confession of our lips. Testifying and witness and confession have been the greatest leaders, when you think about it, in the revolution. And in the revelation, life that Jesus gave to the world. So the major problem that we face is to know what we are to confess. And that's pretty much what I want to talk about today. What are we to confess? Our confession center around several things. And I'm going to give you about four of them right quick. First, what is in Christ? Who is in Christ? Or better yet, let me put it this way. What God is in Christ? Or what God wrought in Christ for us? That's really important. So that should be the first one. Secondly, what God, through the Word and the Spirit, was wrought in us. And the other, well, I can see another one here that, and the Spirit has wrought in us. So the third, what we are to the Father in Christ. And not least, but last, and all what God can do to us or what the Word will do in our lips. That's important, brothers and sisters. You cannot confess or witness above things you do not know. That's why knowing is important. That's why studying the Word of God is important. Because it is what we have seen, excuse me, and heard that counts in the courtroom. Remember? It is what you know personally about Jesus Christ and above what you are in Christ. So these are the things that count, okay?
Yes, man.
The world needs to know that we have a different speech. We have a different, everything about us is different.
Why
I guess I love 2 Corinthians 5:17, where it says, wherefore, if any man, that's a revelation, brother and sister. If we look at it seriously.
Yeah.
Can you imagine if the church world really got a hold to that? Really got a hold to 2 Corinthians 5:17. What a revelation. What would happen if everybody got on the same page with 2 Corinthians 5:17?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And began to make that confession like that. I mean, just stop and think about that. They're not just forgiven of sin, not poor, not weak, not struggling, sinning church members. They are new creation, the Bible says, mm-hmm. created in Christ Jesus.
Yeah.
Meaning Amen. You have a life now new because now you have Christ in you and you're in Christ, man. It's new. Never before was that available for us. And guess what? The same ability to have you have in Christ is in you now. It's living in us.
Yeah. Amen.
It's living in us. I mean, what a stir that would make in the modern-day church world. Can you imagine? Everybody would walk around there, instead of condemning, began to speak what the Word of God say they are. I don't know if Pastor did that yesterday or not, but over in Ephesians 1:7-8, I just let it go there. I don't know why I'm let it go there. Because you got to know it, man. You got to know what you are to confess, what you are to maintain. You don't want to play with this. It's yours, man. You got to start allowing people to more or less determine. You got to stop letting your past determine your future. No matter what you are, it's what you are now. It's what the Word of God have declared us to be while we were yet sinners. While you were yet in your sin, God declared this. Can I give you one greater? For those that are non-believers, God already spoke in your life. Preach somebody. I'm going to speak. You don't have to speak in my life. Please don't. Don't speak a thing in my life. Oh, who are you? I said, because God already spoke it. He did it before the foundation of the world. See, that's not real to most people. Mm-hmm. If you'll accept that, you don't have to walk up on no aisle and let somebody speak life in. No, you ain't going to speak life in me. God did that.
Thank you, Lord.
You can say what the Word of God say now. That's what you can do. Because the Bible said in Ephesians 1:7-8, I'm going to read it out of King James. In whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sin according to the riches of his grace, wherein he have abound toward us in all wisdom and prudence. I'm going to stop right there. I'm going to let Pastor see if she got anything she can help us with there.
Amen. So from the Message Bible, 7:8, and just not barely free either, abundantly free, he thought of everything, provided for everything we could possibly need. letting us in on the plans he took such delight in making. He set it all out before us in Christ, a long-range plan in which everything would be brought together and summed up in him. Everything in deepest heaven, everything on planet Earth. Amen.
And which translation was that, Pastor?
That was from the Message Bible.
I like that. Because, see, everything is included in that word redemption. Your forgiveness is in there. Your rebirth is in there. Your atonement is in there. Your regeneration is in there. Your verification that you identifying with Christ is in there.
Thank you, Lord.
Restoration is in there. If you listen to what she said, everything we needed was in that blood.
Thank you, Lord.
Cleansing was in that blood. Purification was in that blood.
Hallelujah.
Everything. In whom we have our, you got to confess that our known to us.
Yeah.
The blood was for us. Our redemption through his blood. The remission of our trespasses according to the riches of his grace.
Thank you, Lord.
And let me tell you what. This word riches, that's a number that you can't even add.
Mm-hmm.
Can you imagine somebody being too rich, you can't even add it up? That's what kind of grace God has for us.
Thank you, Lord.
I think Pastor said yesterday, somebody coming boldly before the throne of grace so we could find grace. It's there, man. It's there.
Yeah.
Grace is there. All the grace we need is there. You know what? It's in the remission. It's in his blood. Excuse me. It's in the blood. The remission of our trespass according to the riches of his grace.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you, Lord.
He gave us this. So what that means is this. Listen. Here's what this means. Because I want you all to see this. I want you to think about this word. You have been approved now. You have clearance to go into the White House. You know, you can't go in the White House unless you get clearance, right?
That's right. That's right.
There's a lot of places you can't go unless you get clearance.
Mm-hmm.
We've been restored now. We're operating in his grace now. We've been forgiven.
Thank you, Lord.
We're free from any guilt. We're free from being anything wrong. You're welcome now. I just love that, man. I love that concept. So what that means is that Satan's dominion has been broken. That he lost his dominion over your life. See, the moment you became a new creation, you receive a new Lord. The word Lord means master, ruler, controller. You receive a new Lord, Jesus Christ, reign over you. Satan's domain ended, and Jesus' domain began. Disease, sickness, no longer Lord over us, because the old can no longer Lord it over you. You are a new creation, created in Christ. We have a building here. A new landlord is going to take over, and he done promised these people, because these people have been suffering going through it. He promised them that he was going to be a good landlord. And I thought about that. So they said, well, how so? What's going to be the difference? And he began to bring new ideals and new way of doing things in. And they, so the last landlord didn't do a lot of stuff, didn't fix up the plumbing, didn't give new carpet, didn't put no paint on the wall. But this landlord promised to do all of these things. So they said, but in order to accept this landlord, you got to sign. Got to sign that you're willing to accept this new landlord as your lord or as your landlord.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that beautiful? Isn't that what we did when we confessed that Christ is Lord over our life? We just got a new landlord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
The Bible says you are a new creation. And you've been created in Christ now. You're under new lordship.
Thank you, Lord.
So the scripture got to become a reality, brother and sister.
Amen.
So when I think about fear they are not, for I am with thee. Don't be dismayed, for I am the God that will strengthen thee. Yeah, I'll be with thee. Yeah, I'll even in the rough time, I'll be with
you.
I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. What are you saying, preacher? I'd rather the word of God pour into my life, pour into my spirit than you.
Yes.
Do that make sense?
Yes.
You
Amen.
Want God to speak life into you. You want to hear
Amen.
What God says. You want to maintain that.
Mm-hmm.
If God be for us, who can be against us?
Hallelujah.
To me, is the most revolution that is the most awesome thing that has been given to us, that have been taught through your confession, if you think about it.
So as you stand
before the world, God is with you in the morning, in the lunchtime, in the evening. And then I like what 1 John 4:4 says. Ye are God's, my little children, has overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that's in the world.
Hallelujah.
You're fearless, brothers and sisters. You can do this. God is now in me.
Thank you, Lord.
God is in you and in me at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
We're his masterpiece. We're that
Thank
new
you.
Creation that the eyes mm-hmm. can't see and the ears can't hear. That's what mm-hmm. we are.
Thank you, Lord. Bless your name. Hallelujah.
Y'all listen to the trumpet, brothers and sisters. God is signing the trumpet. It's being sound. It's being sound in the presence of our enemy, that we no longer belong to the enemy, that we are filled with victory. We are filled with his joy.
Thank you, Lord.
It's God who's taking me on this flight, not the pilot.
Yeah. Amen.
Let me make sure you get this. I see you driving the car, but it's God who's going to make sure I get there safely.
Yes, amen.
I appreciate your skills. I know you got your chauffeur's license. You got your CDLs. I get all of that. But it's mm-hmm. God that's going to be the one that make the delivery.
That's right. Amen.
Yeah, not Brown. God.
Thank you, Lord.
I understand Delta Airline is worldwide and now, but it's God that's going to make the flight that I'm flying with.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Well, I want you all to think of the word like this. I'm going to agree, that what he, what God says in his word that I can have. I'm going to make that declaration today. I'm going to maintain that perspective that whatever God say is mine.
Mm-hmm.
If I lack anything, it doesn't matter. He have everything for us.
Yes, he does. Amen. Thank
he's
you, Lord.
Given us the ability. He's given us the tools that we will not fail. What you say, you will do. That's what
Amen.
The word of God is saying. I have strong faith, not weak faith, strong faith.
Yeah.
I live positive. I possess what you confess is what you possess. Maybe I should put it that way.
Okay, amen.
See, there's nothing equal to power of God's word, brothers and sisters. There is nothing equal to that. I wanted to go a different way, and I don't know, maybe we'll go there tomorrow. But I made a list, and I guess I'll get into that tomorrow. But you wanna have a never again list. Never again will you have a wrong confession, because you're gonna say what the Word of God says. Like for instance, I'm gonna tell you this tonight. In Philippians 4 and 13, never again will I confess I can't, for I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. So why would I have a wrong confession? A wrong confession is I don't know. No, I can do all things through Christ.
Amen.
Never again will I confess the lack, for my God will supply all of my needs. I don't have no lack. I don't lack anything. I just love what David said. The David said, you know what? I look at this as God is my shepherd.
Mm-hmm.
He said, I ain't got to want for anything. So why'd you want it? That's going on my list. Never again will I say I want for anything. I don't have to. The Lord is my shepherd.
Amen.
I'm not even wanting for direction. He will give me direction.
Yes, he will.
And guess what? He maketh me to lie down.
Mm-hmm.
He the one to give me peace. Well, we'll get in there. Because you got to understand, brother and sister, confession what you perceive is your possession. And if you don't confess it, then you won't possess it. Why am I telling you that? Because that's where your salvation lies at.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Lord.
The only way you're going to have a pure in heart is to confess a pure word.
Yeah. Yeah. Amen.
That's how you want to have a pure heart. You want to know who see God, Matthew 5. Your pure in heart is going, how did you get a pure in heart? Because you got a pure word. Man, you saying what the word of God is saying. That's why you got a pure heart.
Praise God.
Yeah. How else can you get a pure heart other than confessing a pure word? Now, I know you want to see God. You can tell somebody else that. But I know you want to. But the only way you're going to see him is to have a pure heart. So that's why I say, I want you to maintain, hey, I got a pure heart. Well, how you know that? How you know your heart? Because I'm going to confess a pure word. Preach. I'm trying to do the best I can.
Hallelujah. Yeah.
I mean, I can point out the broadcast right now. I guarantee you didn't know you had a pure heart. See, because you've been listening to the wrong confession. You've been listening to that old stinking devil. He told you you wasn't this and you wasn't that. But when you start listening to God, God said your heart is pure. I mean, I don't care about your thoughts. God said, I know your thoughts. I knew them before you knew them. But that doesn't change him with the word of God, because he called you before the foundation of the world so he can give you a pure heart.
Thank you, Lord.
The pure in heart shall see God. Well, yeah, y'all telling me that, but nobody telling me how. Well, I'm finna tell you how. You get a pure word. Well, then that God will tell you, that's my word. It's pure. Hey, if that's where, if she said greater is her in her than he that's in the world, well, that's pure. That's the word of God, unchanged, uncut.
Hallelujah. Yes. Thank you, Lord.
So that's why we got to make this list. My never again list. Never again list. That's what I'm going to call it. My never again list. We'll start on that tomorrow. And also we'll discuss our foundation of scripture a little bit, because you got to know that Christ is superior to all the other priests. And you need to have that clear understanding that these other priests, they were, man, a priest before Christ came. A priest before Christ came, the priesthood. Let me tell you right now. The high priest was the highest religion of authority in the free world.
All right.
They would look upon. Now Christ became greater than that.
Thank you, Lord.
Everybody respected the high priest. Everybody.
Mm-hmm.
The king.
Yeah.
All, everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Some places, they still honor that now. Like in England and a couple other places. They honor the high priest office. But I'm telling you, brothers and sisters, please listen to me. Christ is our high priest.
Oh, yes, he is.
Okay. Over a tad bit. But if anybody like to have anything to say, press 1. And anyone want to make any comments, press 1.
Amen. I just went to four from the Message Bible. It says, my dear children, you come from God and belong to God. You have already won a big victory over those false teachers, for the spirit in you is far stronger than anything in the world. Amen. I received that. That's what I'm professing. Amen.
Amen. Maintain that perspective. Maintain that. That's your perspective. That's what the word of God decree and declare you are. You maintain that.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
That's awesome, Pastor.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor.
Anyone else? You got to maintain that. See, just like she found the scripture to maintain, you got to find something to maintain, and that becomes your perspective.
Yeah.
I don't care how big the preacher is. I don't care what he got. Doesn't matter how many members he got. She said, I'm holding to that. My children, you are a part of God's family.
Yeah. Amen.
Stood against all these false teachers and preachers and stuff. And they power.
Mm-hmm.
But you know that what's in you is greater than he that is in the world. These false teachers is the ones that's in the world.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
That's why I said, let God, I've heard people say, I want to speak into your life. Now, let God speak. Let his word speak into my life.
Is that being a little bit too?
And if you want to speak the pure word, fine. Because, see, here's the thing. Only the pure in heart is going to see God. So what I put in my spirit, I wanted to be pure.
That's right. Amen.
And one thing I know is pure, it's the word of God. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. Amen.
Because how many, I've been trying to scratch my head, how the pure heart going to see God?
Mm-hmm.
Duh. The only thing pure is the word of God. You put that in you, then, and you put that in your spirit, that in your heart, so when God looks at you, he see the pure in heart. He see his word.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
See, we are of God, brothers and sisters. He that knoweth God heareth us. He that is not of God, he don't even hear us. Hereby we know. Why? Because the spirit of truth. That's the spirit of truth. And there is a spirit of error. Trust me. And that spirit of error, if you don't shed it off, if you don't stop it, it wants to take over. So that's why you got to have a proper confession. You know, that's why what you say is so important.
Amen. Amen.
I don't think it's ever been as important now as ever before. Right and wrong confession.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll get in that tomorrow. That's why you got to make your confession what the word of God says. So when I read Romans 10:9-10, that's what the word of God says. That's what I confess. And because I confess it, I can possess it.
Amen. All right. Amen.
One confession we didn't talk about today is that 1 Peter 5:7. I'm casting all my cares, all my anxiety, everything on him. So I don't have that anymore. I don't have none of that. You know why? Because he cares for us.
Amen.
So I don't care. I don't care. Y'all bear with me, because I don't care. That's what Peter is saying. I don't care.
All right.
I better have Pastor read that, because somebody going to think I done missed it. But 1 Peter 5:7, read that for us, Pastor, before we close.
Okay, Pastor.
Like, this is the last scripture, but I want y'all to hear this thing. Get it in your spirit. Just say, I don't care. I know it sounds a little different, but that's what he's saying. I don't care.
Amen. Reading it from the King James, it says, casting all your cares upon him, for he careth for you. Amen. And from the Message Bible, this is 5:7. First. Sorry, I was in 2 Peter there. Let me go to 1 Peter. 1 Peter 5:7, see, from the Message Bible. Live carefree before God. He is most careful with you. Amen.
Yeah. So if you're giving all your worries to him, you don't have any.
Thank you, Lord.
I want you thinking the wrong thing here. You've been worried, well, you gave it to God, then you don't have anything to worry. And if you're not going to give them to him, then worry. But if you want to give it to him, then you don't have anything to worry about, because he has them.
Yes, that's right. Amen.
You know, we used to play this game, hot potato.
Yeah.
You ever had it? They had the hot potato. Well, I don't have it. You got it.
Mm-hmm.
See, I don't have it. You got it.
Yes, amen,
I
amen.
All of my anxiety over to God.
Yes, yes.
And I don't care.
Mm-hmm.
That's all how right. I see that. That's my perspective. Because he says, for he said, it says, casting all your cares. So if I cast all my cares on him, I don't have any cares. I don't have that. Whatever that is. Hey. Worry. Mm-hmm. I ain't worried. Worry for what? About what? Oh, well, you know that they're going to come and turn your lights off. They're going to do this. I ain't worried. I know in whom I serve.
Hallelujah.
I'm getting on him now. See, let me tell you what, brother. We got to get sober. Woo, I wish I had time. We got to get sober. Get drunk, man. You got to be vigilant. Because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, he walking about seeking whom he can talk that junk to.
All right.
That's what he doing. He won't just talk smack. That's why you got to keep your mind clear on what the Word of God is saying about you and not what people are saying about you. Give God that point. Take it back from the enemy. Give it to God.
Yeah.
My mind's going to stay clear. I'm what the Word of God say. I'm protecting myself. I need a pure heart.
Yeah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
You ain't getting nothing out to listen today. I pray you got that. That you can have a pure heart.
Yeah.
Maybe somebody already knew that. I didn't know that until God showed me that revelation. Because I was thinking, nobody had a pure heart. Yeah, at one time I was thinking that, because I understand what pure is. Now, you don't understand what pure is, you might say, oh, yeah, everybody. But when you understand pure, it's just like pure honey. People put pure honey on the label. Well, somebody touched that.
Mm-hmm.
And then because they touched it, and, it ain't pure no more. Been contaminated. Mm-hmm. That stuff in the air could have contaminated. So it ain't pure. So what makes it pure when it's never been contaminated?
Yeah.
So by us being a new creation, we get a pure word in us. And so when God sees us, we're speaking his word now. So our heart is pure. So every time Evangelist Renee would say, by his stripes I'm healed, if she died right that moment, God would have said her heart is pure. Because she spoke the pure word, see?
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Yeah, her heart beat, because she spoke God's word, is pure. Who going to challenge that? Who going to challenge that? How you can say, her heart wasn't pure because she did this and did that? No, brothers and sisters, first of all, God has forgiven her. Her redemption is already there. Now her heart is pure because she's speaking the pure word.
Hallelujah.
Yes, yes. If nothing else, we'll see you all on tomorrow for the